Pharaoh in those days was considered a god. And whatever Pharaoh said, you had to do. If Pharaoh said, cut your right arm off, you had to cut your right arm off. If Pharaoh said, you got to drown your children, you had to drown your children. What he said was the law. And Moses comes and says, we're not going to do that anymore. I'm going to choose to live by faith, not by fear. We're leaving. We're out of here. Goodbye.
Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God. And until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message. That's PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Choosing Your Future.
Romans 5, we can have joy even in our troubles because we know that these troubles produce patience, and patience produces character, and character produces hope. So I even know when I'm going through the short-term pain, it's producing character in my life. And the second thing I know God promises is he's going to reward me for the pain I go through in heaven. Next verse. Yet these present troubles that we're going through are quite small, and they won't last very long. I mean, even if they lasted my entire life, that's only 90 years compared to trillions of years in heaven. Yet they produce, problems are productive, they produce for us an immeasurably great glory that will, circle this, last forever. We're going to have eternity to celebrate. Short-term pain for long-term gain. Because God's more interested in your character than your comfort. Why am I going through all these problems? God's more interested in your character than your comfort. And there's long-term gain for the short-term pain. The verse after that one we just read is verse 18. Look up here on the screen. Paul says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The problems that I'm looking at right now in my life, I can see my problems. Financial problems, relational problems, physical problems, emotional problems, mental problems. I see those problems, but they're not going to last. What's going to last is the character I develop from going through them. What's going to last is my trust in God that I'm going through. What's going to last is the reward I get for putting my faith in Christ when I'm going through the problems. So, what do? The first thing I do is I say, I am going to refuse to define, let myself be defined by other people. And second, I'm going to choose short-term pain for long-term gain. That's what Moses did. Third thing Moses did, third life-shaping resolution, I choose God's values, not the world's. I choose God's values for my life, not the world's values. And this is what Moses did. And this is why God used him. Hebrews 11, verse 26, the next verse. Moses regarded, now that word regarded means to evaluate, it means to consider, it means to weigh in the balance. He's making a value judgment. He's clarifying what matters most. Moses regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ. In other words, I'm going to be treated like a slave. He regarded being disgraced for the sake of Christ as of greater value, that's a value judgment, than the treasure of Egypt. He would have inherited all the treasure of Egypt as Pharaoh's grandson. Because he was, why? Looking ahead to his reward, long-term gain. I'm not going to have short-term gain. I'm going to have long-term gain. Okay, he's making evaluate. He clarifies what matters most. Let me ask you this question. What matters most in your life? What are the top three, four, five values in your life? Can you name them just like that? Bam, 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 bam. What are the most important values in your life? If you ask me, I would tell you real simply, integrity, humility, generosity, because I decided over 30 years ago, that's what I wanted to build my life on. Integrity, humility, generosity. I'm not there, but that's what I want to build my life on. Integrity, humility, generosity, because they're the antidotes to the three traps of leadership. Can you just name the three most important values in your life right now? If you can't, you certainly can't live by them. You're not living your values if you can't even name them. So you need to go home, and before you go one more day into this year, you need to sit down and say, what's most important to me? What are the top values in my life? And you need to write them out. Until you clarify them, you can't live by them. Moses chose God's values over the world's values. Now, why is this so important? I'll tell you why. Here's a little secret. If you don't decide what's important in your life, other people are going to decide it for you. And they're going to push you into their mold. And you're going to live their values, not yours. You got to decide what's important to me and then live by those values, not live by other people's values. Now, Moses said, I'm not going to live by the world's values. What are the world's values? Well, they're the same ones that the world has valued throughout history. Every single advertisement is built on one of the three values of the world: passion, possession, position. Or sex, salary, and status. Or lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. They haven't changed in thousands and thousands of years. We see them in these three verses. In verse 24, we see the world values popularity, power, and prestige. In verse 25, we see the world values pleasures, the pleasure of sin. In verse 26, we values possessions, the treasures of Egypt. Moses walks away from the very thing we spend our entire lives trying to get. We want the world's treasure, we want the world's pleasure, and we want the world's measure of success. Moses walked away from it all. You know, what we would say, I want to look good, I want to feel good, and I want to have the goods. I want to be famous, I want to be rich, and I want to have fun. That's the world's value system: pleasure, passion, position, popularity, possessions. It's ironic. By Moses' standards, he had it made. In the Pharaoh's house, he would have all of these things. There would be nobody else wealthier in the world, nobody else more important, and he walks away from what we call the American dream. He walks away from what most people spend their entire lives trying to get. Why? Because he knew it wouldn't last. The Bible says this on the screen, 1 John chapter 2. The world and everything that is in it that people desire is passing away. But those who do the will of God live forever. That's long-term gain. So the wise way to live is to live not by the world's value system, but by God's value system. What does God value? Well, these verses of Moses tell us the three things God values. You might write them down. Number one, God's purpose is more valuable than popularity. God's purpose, doing God's purpose for your life, is far more important for your life than being popular. Now, as Pharaoh's grandson, Moses is heir to the throne. He's a celebrity. He's a young playboy. He's the it guy. Now, let me tell you, as somebody who has had an experience with just a little bit of fame, fame doesn't last, and fame is worthless. Never invest 1 second of your life trying to be famous, because it doesn't last. Does anybody remember who was on the cover of People magazine 2 weeks ago? No. Because that's how quick. 1 minute you're the hero, and the next minute you're the zero.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or your friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You will receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. If you feel led to give or become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Never invest 1 second of your life trying to be famous, because it doesn't last. Does anybody remember who was on the cover of People magazine 2 weeks ago? No. Because that's how quick. 1 minute you're the hero, and the next minute you're the zero. Do you remember when you were in high school how important it was for you to be popular? Do any of those people actually even care about you today? Doubtful. In fact, when you were on campus, you were trying to be the big man on campus or the beauty queen or whoever. You wanted to just be with the in crowd, and you wanted to be popular. You could graduate from that high school, go back 2 years later, walk on the same campus, and people go, "And who are you?" That's how long it lasted. And you're trying to win the favor of people who don't even care about you. So never waste your time on popularity, on trying to be famous, because God's purpose, doing God's purpose for your life, is far more important than being popular. Number two, people are more valuable than pleasure. That's the second thing. Moses decides that freeing those slaves was far more important than living a life of luxury in Pharaoh's palace, verse 25. And he trades a royal lifestyle in order to help the neediest of the needy slaves. This is why we're doing the peace plan, to help people around the world who are in poverty, who have disease, who have illiteracy, who are under oppression, who have AIDS, orphans. You can't get more vulnerable than that. And it was at personal expense to go help somebody else. And you valued people more than pleasure. The money you spent to go on a peace plan, you could have bought a widescreen TV with that. But you didn't. God took note of that. You valued people over pleasure. And the things you could have done with that money just for pleasure. You help people. And people don't know, why would you sacrifice money you could spend on your personal pleasure to go help somebody in some tribe in some distant country? Because people matter more than pleasure. And God's purpose is more valuable than popularity. Number three, peace of mind is more valuable than possessions. You could have a house stuffed full of possessions, and if there's antagonism and anger and disappointment and discouragement in the house, peace of mind is far more valuable than possessions. And where do you get peace of mind? From doing the will of God. You know, advertisements lie. Advertisements tell you that you can buy peace of mind. You can't. You can't. You know why people buy things? Because it gives temporary happiness. When you buy a new car, or you buy an iPad, or you get a new video game or something like that, you love that and you feel happy for a while. But after a while, it wears off. Why? Because people change and things don't. And so we get bored with things that don't change. That's why you have to redecorate. Because that piece of art you just thought was so cool and so beautiful and brought you so much pleasure, and 5 years later, you're going, eh, can we do something else with this? Why? Because possessions don't give ultimate pleasure. And they certainly can't give you peace of mind. You can't buy it. Peace of mind comes from doing the will of God. Now again, Moses gave up what everybody else spends their life trying to get. Success, fame, power, money, in order to do God's will. Because people are more valuable than pleasure, and peace of mind is more valuable than possessions, and God's purpose is more valuable than popularity. And I'm going to do short-term pain for long-term gain. Why? The Bible says there, he was looking ahead to his reward. I want you to write this down. Vision sets values. Vision sets values. What you're looking at will determine what you value. And if you keep your eyes on Jesus, that's what you're going to value. If you keep your eyes in the catalog, that's what you're going to value. Now, there's a fourth life-shaping choice that Moses made. It's a fourth resolution, and it is this. Number four, I choose to live by faith rather than by fear. I choose to live by faith, not by fear. If you will make this resolution and you'll keep it, it will change your life dramatically for the rest of your life. You stop living in fear and you start living in faith. Verse 27, by faith, Moses left Egypt, in other words, with all of the slaves, not fearing the king's anger. That's Pharaoh's anger. Circle faith and circle not fearing. You're going to live by one or the other. You're going to live by faith in life, you're going to live by fear in life. By faith, Moses left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. That's Christ. Now, Moses goes to the most powerful man in the world, and he says, you know these slaves that are building all your pyramids? I'm taking them. And we're all leaving. We're packing up and we're leaving. And you're not going to have slave labor anymore. Let my people go. Now, Moses had every reason to be afraid. Because he's going up against the most powerful man on the planet at this point. Pharaoh's Egyptian empire is the most powerful empire on the planet at this point. Pharaoh in those days was considered a god. And whatever Pharaoh said, you had to do. If Pharaoh said, cut your right arm off, you had to cut your right arm off. If Pharaoh said, you got to drown your children, you had to drown your children. What he said was the law. And Moses comes and says, we're not going to do that anymore. I'm going to choose to live by faith, not by fear. We're leaving. We're out of here. Goodbye. And Pharaoh goes, you and who else? And Moses says, I'm not afraid of you because I report to a higher authority. And the closer you get to God, the less fear you're going to have in your life. The more further you get away from God, the more you're going to be filled with fear. The closer you get to God, the more you're going to be filled with faith. I cannot overemphasize the importance of faith for the rest of your life. The Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. How many times did you sin this week? A lot, so did I. Because anything I did that wasn't done in faith, that I did in doubt, and I doubted about doing it, it was a sin. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling at the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health only found in the hope of Jesus. If you share this passion, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. You can help by investing monthly as a partner in Hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give your gift this month, Rick has asked us to send you a copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life, with gold inlay on the cover and 311 beautifully weighted pages. This artfully crafted book is perfect for your loved ones or friends who want to deepen their understanding of God's Word. You'll receive this beautifully crafted book with your gift today. And those who become partners in Hope will get a signed copy from Pastor Rick. Here's Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His Word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers. It's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory. But we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you feel led to become a partner in Hope, please let us know by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support. Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications in 2016. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.